94.6 FM.
This is Ross FM 94.6. Susan here with you on the Irish Artist Podcast. And today we are featuring a top band, Sky Fever, who have really made a name for themselves on both sides of the Atlantic. And they're definitely ones to watch. Even rock legends like Alice Cooper have given them his seal of approval. And they are frequently featured on Joe.ie, a song of the day. I was lucky enough to catch up with the guys in their fancy dressing room ahead of the recent gig in the Button Factory in Dublin. And afterwards, I was blown away by their music, which I will play for you straight after the interview. Their EP is being released on the 23rd of March. In the background, I have a song called Signs playing, which is absolutely epic. I'll play you the full track after the interview, so stay tuned. And coming up also after the interview, I will give you information on the band, on how to listen in, how to get your hands on a copy of that EP. So stay tuned. This is one you don't want to miss.
94.6 FM.
So Tyson, tell me, how do you feel before you go on stage here tonight in the Button Factory?
Excited and a bit nervous, as usual.
And do you do anything to kind of calm the nerves beforehand, or do they just get worse and worse till you get out on stage?
I go walking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just clear the head and walk around. Yeah. I like to go outside, clear the head, and then come back and get ready. So.
And would this be one of the most impressive venues you've played at?
It is. Big time.
It's pretty nice,
yeah,
isn't
I've played
it?
Quite a few, and I think the crowd makes the venue as well.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's a good crowd tonight, so.
And the location here is pretty cool.
Savage.
All of the pictures outside,
yeah,
you two and everything. Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty good vibe here.
We're going to add to it.
Tyson, can you tell me, how did you come up with the name for Sky Fever?
It was the time of the Red Bull jump. When your man jumped from the sky, and I just remember thinking in my head, has he got sky
He's
fever?
Got
I swear to God.
They're laughing, I know.
I know, but that's
we
it.
Believe you, we believe
Red
you.
Red Bull.
The Red Bull sky jump.
Yeah, I'm and sure has he got name. Sky fever? And then it just... I actually had to check if it wasn't taken.
Right.
It wasn't, and I registered everything really quickly to make sure.
It's cool, and it's a good name as well. It really
thank
suits you,
yeah,
you guys.
Awesome.
So can you just introduce me to the other guys here and tell me what everyone does,
well,
really?
This is Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Singer.
How are you?
That's Carl on
Luke
drums.
Looks like a lead singer.
How are you doing?
How are you doing, Carl?
Carl on drums. Brian on lead guitar.
Hi, Brian.
And Kieran on bass for tonight, yeah.
How are you doing, Kieran? And Kieran, you're not normally the bass player with the band,
no,
are you?
No, just for tonight.
Just for tonight,
yeah.
So.
Tonight, but it's been a
special
it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kieran's found himself in an interview situation.
You can go home if you want. And Luke, you joined the band there recently, is that right?
No, a year ago.
So I've been talking to Tyson for about 3 years now, but the band seems to have really taken off. I don't know if it's to do with your involvement, but
absolutely, yeah.
But that's seems to be moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
How do you find it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It feels like home now, you know?
Yeah.
After playing with lots of bands and stuff, it's really positive.
So how did you get involved in music yourself?
Well, I was kind of born into a musician's family, so I've been playing guitar from a very young age, you know, gigging with lots of bands, you know, doing covers and rock bands.
Wow, and heaps of experience.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, playing festivals in Norway and Scotland and stuff like that, but so when I came across Tyson, it was just kind of fate, you know.
And
he wrote me in, yeah, I actually had an ad out, I was looking to sing for a band and Tyson answered the call.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Great.
It's been great ever since.
Fantastic together now. Yeah, really works.
Bit of a rebirth we had, so it was beautiful, you know.
Oh, that's nice. And Tyson, would you say that all of you guys get on really well together?
Kieran is the new guy for tonight. And what do you think?
That, yeah. They go on well, but they all hate me.
I think you're
I know, it's mad. It's, I think when we were starting, the main thing when you're recruiting for a band, you need to recruit like minds. And there can be no weakness if you're to do well. One weakness and it's over.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
There's no weakness in this band. Everyone's at the same mindset, so it's beautiful.
So Tyson, how often do you guys rehearse?
We, all the time. You know, but we're all, like,
as
literally...
As can, really.
Like, as often as we can, but the thing is, the creative process is constantly going.
Right.
So, sharpening songs, make them better. Maybe on WhatsApp till all hours.
Really? Mm.
Trading ideas and songs and making them better. But we kind of know when to let go. We know when a song is done.
Yeah.
And when a song is done, that's it. We rehearse and we're happy with it.
Listen, what can we expect to hear tonight? I'm really excited about it, by the way.
You're going to hear, I'll tell
the
you,
first real you, rock gig.
You are going to hear, right? You're going to hear the EP that's coming out.
Okay. And when is that going to be?
It's called Rearview
Mirror.
It's out on the 23rd of March.
Awesome.
A bit of an exclusive you do, you know, and I love it.
Oh.
And you're going to hear other songs that will be the following EP.
Okay. So
it's we've got four brand new tracks to play tonight, and we'd actually just mad to play them.
And they've never been played, have they?
No.
Oh my god, that's
fresh.
So exciting!
Yeah.
Stick this recorder on again later. So after tonight, what events have you got coming up in the future?
So we have the Rearview Mirror EP being released.
Okay.
On the 23rd, we've got Signs, which is the next song that's out the same day. We're videoing off for that as well. We do a pretty big promotion run for that. And we have a gig in Whelan's, I think, on the 16th of June.
Oh, awesome.
It's the 16th, isn't it? Sunday, yeah.
So you mentioned briefly about the UK, Canada and America. So global success is...
There's a bit of strategy, yeah.
Well,
it's the thing. Like, I was actually looking at a documentary, The Killers. And that's an interesting experiment in the whole thing. They had a mediocre success in Las Vegas, but it's only when they went to Britain they were different. They kind of fitted in a little, but they were different. And then when they went back to the US, everyone in the US thought they were a British band.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, it's mad. So you kind of have to go abroad
to see the reaction,
to get a bit of credit. Yeah, well, you go where you're different, go where you're loved. So that's our sound is being really well received in a few states in America. Carolina.
Really well,
Boston.
Mm.
Did you play at a big sporting event? One of your songs was featured.
The Carolina Panthers playlist.
The NFL,
yeah.
One of our tunes now, the DJ in there, Vinny Espio, I think his name is Vinny.
Right.
Sound, loved the track, and he was literally mailing me, I'm playing your track now, and then he sent us the video. You know what I mean? It was animal.
Right.
Now, we're playlisted at Anfield over at Liverpool as well, but we have friends over there, and go, oh, I heard you, but to actually hear it in a stadium
like the
Bank of America Stadium, it's 80,000 people.
Wow.
Unbelievable to hear.
And like, what other Irish band is doing that?
None that I know of right now, anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Big things are happening.
It's only the start.
Well, listen, guys, I'm really excited about tonight. I'm not going to keep it any longer because I know you want to get prepped and everything and do your presses, say the few prayers, like, you know what. But listen, thanks so much for talking to me, and I'm looking forward to playing a few of your tracks after this. Cheers. 94.6 FM. And that was Sky Fever there, who were kind enough to give me an interview before their last gig in the Button Factory in Dublin last Thursday. And I have to say, I really enjoyed talking to the guys. But what I enjoyed most of all about meeting Sky Fever was their energy. And afterwards, seeing them perform on stage was just completely mind-blowing stuff. I mean, their stage presence, it was just unbelievable to see them perform. And if you can, guys, get to their next gig. It's on in Whelan's on the 14th of June, and it's definitely one I would highly recommend. Their EP is being released on the 23rd of March, and I'm going to play a song for you now from that EP, which is called Signs, and it's magic, really. You're going to enjoy this one. 94.6 FM.